WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. The latest on the coronavirus pandemic in New Jersey, as the U.S. government's foremost infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the U.S. will certainly have millions of cases and more than 100,000 deaths. The U.S. currently reporting 124,000 cases and more than 2,100 deaths. New Jersey has confirmed more than 13,000 cases, second only to New York State. The CDC has issued a travel advisory for New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, strongly urging you to stay home. New Jersey was already under a strict no-travel advisory from Governor Murphy. Law enforcement has been aggressive in busting up gatherings across the Garden State, but to our knowledge, not yet pulling people over for being on the road. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with the latest this morning. Patrick?
Eric, they will still cite you if you're up to something mischievous, like drag racing and doing donuts in a school parking lot. Police say that is what happened in Piscataway Friday, and not only have they charged four young adults ages 18 to 20 with criminal mischief, but also with disorderly persons offenses for violating Governor Murphy's emergency order. He calls these offenders knuckleheads, a word he used after another incident Friday in Ewing, in which a 54-year-old man was arrested after 47 people, including a DJ, were found in a one-bedroom apartment. There was at least another similar-sized gathering over the weekend in Lakewood. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. A new medical bioethics panel is expected to be announced this week by the Murphy administration, led by former state epidemiologist Eddie Bresnitz. The panel will make literal life and death decisions expected if or when hospitals have more critically ill patients than they have critical care equipment like ventilators. Some New Jersey members of the class of 2020 are stepping straight into the front lines against COVID-19.
Nearly 200 Rutgers, New Jersey medical school students will graduate a month early so they can join the ranks of doctors battling COVID-19. Instead of a May graduation at the NJ PAC in Newark, students will take the Hippocratic Oath during a virtual ceremony, freeing them up to report for duty. Of the almost grads, 62 recently were matched for residencies at New Jersey hospitals, while 58 were paired with New York hospitals, mainly in New York City. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Ocean and Mercer County residents have their own testing centers opening this week. Both are for people showing symptoms and by appointment only. The site at Ocean County Cottage opens this morning, Quaker Bridge Mall tomorrow. Some grocery stores are the latest to curb the number of people allowed inside at any one time. At least two dozen ShopRite stores will limit shoppers. That number varies by store. We've got the list at nj1015.com. Colleges and universities still at different points in the process of compensating displaced students for the room and board they couldn't use when the coronavirus closed campuses in mid-March.
In general, graduating students are being promised prorated refunds, and those due to return next academic year get credits. The state is requiring a plan at each school by the end of the semester, and many are still working on the finer details, says Gene Lepore of the New Jersey Association of State Colleges and Universities.
I have to be very thoughtful when they address it, because the decisions could have implications on the students and their future financial packages, and certainly the institutions and its finances.
Some have begun issuing that money. Others have a plan in place. Some are still saying they'll get to the topic soon. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.